You are about to embark on a journey of sound and humor, a quiz show like no other, a step beyond the capabilities of what we understand, entertainment on a level unmatched by others, a cast of many, a talent of few. Sit back and enjoy as this is the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
Don't be an idiot. Listen to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I like two things, building a wall and listening to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, whatever the hell that is.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is remarkable. The best thing on this planet.
Hi, it's Elton. I love a good man. As you all know, they don't get any better than Retro Mike Kennedy. He seems to me he's loved his life like a candle in the wind.
I love the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It drives me gaga.
Hi, it's The Rock. The Retro Breakfast Quiz Show is my favorite show, and Retro Mike Kennedy is my hero.
Get the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show out of your goddamn mouth.
I hereby declare the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show open.
Hi, it's The Rock. Welcome back to the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show. It's the final episode, and we are ready and excited for part two. So sit back and enjoy the comic genius Retro Mike Kennedy, who has been my body double for many films. As always, let's meet the teams. You smell what I'm cooking.
Straight from the nursing home, it's Jenny Wenny. He's so young, he's basically a fetus. It's little baby Luke. He's here because we have his passport. It's Adrian. He's finished his community service, so has nothing to do. It's Joe.
Okay, we're back once again from the undisclosed location, which is in a location completely undisclosed. From everything all together.
Yes.
We're going to start the show now. Well, we're going to carry on with the show because it's a two-parter. This is part two of the show. I do believe that I need to read this letter. First of all, Joe, that's coming for you.
Oh, really?
Yeah. It's from a fan that's written a letter.
Oh, that's sweet.
We have those.
That's all we have. We have people listening.
It says, Joe, please release me. I promise I won't tell. Oh, no, that's not that letter. Sorry, Joe, that's a different letter altogether.
That's a different... Because I didn't allow her any pens.
No, it's
not her.
It's written in blood.
Yeah,
that's all it is.
That was intentional.
It is intentional.
I wrote it to myself.
That's a bit dark, but there we are. So far, we've had on the final episode of the season, It's Shocking, and we've also had... That was the first game, Nuke, do you remember?
The first game was Kazuki,
where we found out that Adrian's really, really sucks at blowing.
Thank you.
You've beat yourself up so much.
Reputation now. Do you know I'm single, please? So
that's an oxymoron, isn't it?
Join the crew, Adrian. We'll be single together.
But I'm for a year. Excuse me.
But I've been single for a year.
Oh. Yeah. We just did it together.
It's a competition.
Okay, let's press on then with our next game. And our next game is this. So our next game is Busta Rhymes.
Yes!
And this was being chosen by Jenny. Now, rhymes are rhythmic ways of communication, allowing us to have vocal romantic dalliances with the listener. Mm. Turns out that in Joe's journal, he expresses his feelings via rhyme. So I managed to get some of those, and I thought I'd share you some extracts from Joe's journal.
Good Lord. No one was meant to read it, mate.
Okay. So I think he's probably quoting someone here. It said, "Your perfect love has transformed my life. If you let me out of the basement, I'll be your wife.
Oh, jokes on her, I don't want a wife.
Again, this is probably one of his thoughts. It says, your skin shines beautifully, like pure driven snow. Mm. But the best part about it is that corpses can't say no.
Wow, necrophilia has been introduced.
Yeah. All from Joe's journal, folks.
Available in all good Waterstones for $9.99. Softback.
The next one. Surely it'd be hardback for the people who buy it.
No, it's just for me.
You want one with a certain cover on it, just so it doesn't stain.
Vellum.
Waterproof edition.
Okay, next one then is, I love you very much, just as you are, tied up and in the trunk of my car. You are my angel, you make my heart soar. I'll always be watching you from under the floor.
Wait a minute. Under the floor? This requires digging. This requires effort.
Just requires being in someone's basement and them not knowing, Joe. I think it's called Cellar Dweller, isn't it?
Cellar Dweller. Mm. Oh.
You want some more?
Yeah.
Okay. This is all from Joe's journal, by the way, folks. Made love to this woman. I was wild with desire. I didn't even care that she died in a fire.
Oh, we've God. All got a Joan of Arc fantasy. That's
yeah, it. Well, scratches an itch, doesn't it?
Scratches an itch. Yeah. It definitely does.
I always miss the night we had together, but thanks to Rehypnol, you don't remember. I think we'd be taken off air, won't be a season two if we carry on.
I think this will be taken off the air and I'll be taken off the streets.
Should have happened a long time ago.
In this game, contestants will be given a clue and they'll have to guess the rhyme. Did you know that Busta Rhymes was once a long distance lorry driver before he became a rapper? He was a long distance lorry driver on the Isle of Wight. Right.
What?
Okay.
I do not understand.
The Isle of Wight is little.
Oh.
Very small.
Oh.
And it's not white.
That's where they have a lot of freak-offs.
Yeah. Well, the thing is about the people from the Isle of Wight is that people from the Isle of Wight have many, many lovers, okay?
Okay.
And the men there can count all of their lovers on one hand.
Right.
So.
Are all of them you? In various guises.
Possibly. Okay, so you know the rules, you know the game. Jenny, this is your game. So, Jenny, you can go first. So, Jenny, Wenny.
Hi.
Right. Mm. The first man on the moon has wrapped a long, colourful piece of cloth around his body like they do in Thailand.
Ooh. Neil Armstrong is wearing a sarong.
Correct. Well done, Jenny. Wenny.
So worldly.
Okay.
You're so multicultural, Jen.
Absolutely.
On to Joe. Mm. The two utensils you use to eat food with have just married and run away to the Big Apple.
Knife and fork are in New York.
Yep, knife and fork has eloped to New York.
Oh, eloping to New York.
Okay.
Why did I feel like I was going to get shocked just then? This is the trauma that this has caused. I genuinely thought I was going to go, because I didn't say elope.
Because it's going to be almost be my turn. And, again, wrong answer. Yeah.
You're going to love it, Adrian, honestly. You will never look back.
Okay, Luke.
Yes.
Prince William's daughter is becoming very bright red in colour.
Oh,
Prince William has a daughter.
Yes, he has.
Oh no,
you know the name.
He has two sons and a daughter, as far as I'm aware.
I know the name,
Prince William.
Don't give him clues.
This is the only answer I know. So
I know. Is it George?
Yes. Georgina. Yes. So because now, his daughter, it's going to be George.
Well, look, that guy you met the other day was definitely a guy, okay? I know he was in a dress, yeah, but he did have a beard.
Was it Santa?
And he was called George.
And he was a friend of Adrian's.
Thank you. I couldn't tell you. I don't know. I don't really keep up with the royals.
Anyone got it?
Charlotte. Charlotte.
I thought that was a pig.
Charlotte is going very...
Charlotte.
Wait a minute.
Charlotte's web, is it?
Okay.
You thought it was a pig?
Adrian.
A pig, is it not a pig? Spider.
No, that's Charlotte's web.
What's it? Yeah, Charlotte's web has a pig in it, doesn't it?
It does have a pig
in it.
Yeah.
But
she's a spider.
But well, no. The
listen. Prince William's details.
Prince William's daughter is not a spider.
Well, she's a pig.
No, we all know she's a...
She's not a pig.
She's not a pig. She's a lizard. She's definitely a lizard.
No, you're going to ruin my knighthood. You're going to ruin my knighthood.
Ruin mine too. She's not a lizard. Okay. God save the king.
And let's be honest, the only sword you're going to have around your neck is to decapitate you. Okay. Now, Adrian.
Yes.
Gunpowder enthusiast, we remember every November.
He's Hungarian, he won't know.
Enjoys going for a stroll.
That's why I got this question, you know, the Charlotte I knew. And now just like, what's that powder?
Think of Bonfire Night.
Think of Bonfire Night.
She had something similar.
Yeah. So if a woman's called a gal, what's a man called?
We miss Tamika, don't we?
We do.
Paul. Yeah. Did you go to the funeral?
Paul?
Yeah. Who?
It's Paul.
Yeah.
So it's Paul.
No, it's today.
Paul?
No. If you have a gal... Da-da-da-da-da-da, bunch of crazy da-da-dolls.
Are you got two men next to you?
They can't see my gesticulation, but yes, I am.
I think they can probably guess.
Wah, 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 wah.
So not the Simpsons, but the other one.
Guys
family.
And dolls, we're just a bunch of crazy guys. Guys, Simpsons. Guys and
it's
dolls.
Not okay. It's South Park.
No.
you
Guy Fawkes loves walks. That's
what
it is.
Guy Fawkes loves
walks. Oh, okay. I never watched that. Yeah.
That is possibly the best thing that's happened on this radio show.
I was there.
I've never watched that.
Jen dated him.
What are you thinking of? I've never watched that. Jen was in the plot. Jen did.
Yeah, I think it was Jen's fault that he went to Parliament in the first place. Because Jen...
Oh, I know. Yeah. The bonfire and the history.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
We did say that.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Several times.
So Jenny was actually part of the plot, and she was due to be hung, drawn, and quartered as well, but when they saw her, they felt too bad for her, so they let her go.
Yeah, they didn't realise.
She
drowned me as a witch.
She was in the size of it.
It looks like she has been quartered.
Yeah, I was going to say, they said, has she already been done?
Exactly.
Yeah. But the thing is that because she used to date Guy Fawkes, it was a bit confusing because he got a bit confused because he wasn't the smartest tool in the shed. And she said, do you want to get blown in Westminster? And you thought I'd blown up in Westminster. You can see how the confusion comes along.
That's why he cried when he was executed.
That's why me and Jen don't go to London anymore. Right. Okay. Jenny Winnie.
Oh, here we go.
Jenny Winnie, Jenny Winnie, Jenny Winnie, Jenny Winnie, Winnie.
Jenny Winnie.
Pop group from the 90s that sang Don't Stop Moving have passed away and gone to a better place.
Come on, Jenny, you know this. Don't stop moving. Can you hear Adrian? It is a gay anthem.
It isn't.
Whoa, hang on.
Excuse me.
I'm not having that. I'm not having that, okay? You wire up the shock machine for me.
Yes.
S Club 7 is not a gay band. It might be iconic, right? I can categorically say S Club 7, if you're listening out there, I absolutely love you. I think you're
same, great. Same.
Absolutely
doesn't stop them being a gay band.
Please don't listen to this. Please don't listen to
you
this.
You can be straight and love gay bands.
Taking place over here.
I love Lady Gaga.
Right. This criminally minded,
pick
homophobic... Mixer killing.
Trouble.
Right, okay.
You know, just to tell us something because, you know, I'm just an experienced one.
Right. So, I was going to say, we had to
when you're going to do that coming out, you're going to leave the homophobia, yeah? So you just need some time, please. That's all. Please, don't call him homophobic. Just, we are waiting for the coming out, yeah?
Yeah, but the only time the only time he comes out is when he doesn't hear sirens. Anyway, right. This is open to everyone. A stop motion clay pigeon. Penguin, sorry. Stop motion clay penguin from a children's TV show is making a cow noise.
Pingu saying moo.
Well done.
Wow.
The girl who fell down the rabbit hole is excellent at hitting the tennis ball with the front of her racket.
Alice with a.
Come on.
Zap. Alice with a front.
Alice in Wimbledon.
Alice in Wimbledon. Alice with a lob. Alice with a front service. No. Alice with a service. Get in.
How does that even rhyme, you idiot?
Alice,
honestly.
Service.
Alice in service.
Alice is the ex's sister.
Is that the best you're going to do? Yeah? after 13, 14 episodes. Alice for the service is Alice, the best you're going to come.
Alice hits a ball at Wimbledon when she services Alice, at 15 love. Is that better,
Alice,
sweetheart?
Alice plays tennis.
Just because you've got your sunglasses on, look like a fat John Lennon. After he was shot.
I was going to say it before or after the assassination.
After he was shot doesn't mean that it rhymes. No. The answer is...
It's called Style, sweetheart. I got it from a thrift shop.
Yeah, it is. You have got some. You have got some style and some swagger.
£5
to you.
£5 really? £5 for the sunglasses.
Yeah, it's got style and swagger. It's the alcohol.
okay. So much alcohol.
Alice in Wonderland has a good forehand.
Yeah, she does.
And can I just say...
Why not backhand?
Yeah.
I don't understand.
A forehand is a swing in tennis.
Not that versus that.
I played tennis, so that's right. I know backhand, forehand, so...
No, that's not tennis. That's one of the clubs you go to.
I genuinely think
yeah,
Alice.
That's other topic later. Yeah.
Alice with a service is actually correct because it rhymed.
Adrian is actually very good at tennis. I can say from first hand, he's got a very good stroke on him.
You kinky mane, look at him, you but dirty young mane.
But after he's finished, does he say new balls, please? You might do.
Does he say love a lot, or does he say 15?
There's no love in. Involved in what we do. I'll tell you that.
Is there a lot of juice? Okay, cartoon sailor who thrives off cans of spinach is all dressed up wearing a fancy cravat with two loops.
Eh? Fancy cravat with two loops?
Mm-hmm.
Popeye. No, don't go all foreign on us.
No, that's where the volcano went off and they all got killed.
I'm just doing some translation, yeah, to everyone to be understandable. This, like, so Popeye, yeah.
Adrian, no Hungarian is ever going to listen to this, apart from you.
No, what about my mummy and granny?
I think if any Hungarians ever did listen to this, there'd be so many complaints coming.
So many. Popeye, two loops and a cravat.
No, wearing a fancy cravat with two loops.
Popeye.
Wearing a bow tie.
Oh, for goodness sake.
Lamp dwelling, mythical being that has the power to grant wishes is wearing two pieces of a swimming costume.
Genie in a bikini! Get in, Lucas, boy! Well, we love a bikini, don't we?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, we do.
Okay.
You're looking really tallest, shit in it, though.
Yeah.
The tallest type of tree in the world is meeting the queen to become a sir or dame.
Giant redwood gets a knighthood.
If anyone knows a word, it's Jen. Right, okay.
She's celebrating very, very frivolously.
Here we go. Let's try
really
this
should
one.
Not be drinking, dear.
Let's do part two of this. Let's do part two of this question. The royal lady from Alice in Wonderland, who likes chopping off people's heads, is constantly letting off wind.
Queen of Hearts has a fart.
Farts.
I don't know. Queen of Hearts farts. I don't know.
Anyone who can speak English? So, it's
so
Queen
let's
of
say
Hearts.
Queen.
The Queen of
the
Hearts.
Queen
is doing farts. Okay.
Doing fart. Do you do a fart or do you have
farts.
A fart?
Well, that's what it says. No, the world's famous classical music venue in Australia is taking a
Sydney
talking in a Liverpool accent.
Sydney Opera House is a scouse.
Well done, yeah.
Oh, Adrian, because did you
I
like that?
You, because I helped you. I just started Sydney, yeah, and then you just continue.
Yes, yes, sweetheart. Yes, sweetheart. Like me getting zapped because you couldn't do maths.
Former number one female Russian tennis player takes a tumble.
Maria Sharapova.
Fallen over.
I'm gonna say that's not the right answer.
No.
Because
are you thinking of Navratilova?
No.
We got someone
it
else.
It does say, Maria.
Is it because she's not allowed to play because she's Russian?
No. Maria.
Probably doping.
So you got Maria Sharper Pencil, yeah?
No.
And it says she's fallen over, but I've never seen that happen because every time I watch female tennis, it's always on pause.
I wouldn't accept that
answer because the pronunciation, it's not that good. So may I use my Russian one? So
you're
Maria
Hungarian,
Sharapova.
Maria Sharapova,
no.
Yeah.
Maria. Sharapova.
Sharapova.
No, that sounds Italian.
No,
sounds like you ordered a pizza.
Maria Sharapova.
Maria Sharapova, please.
No, don't watch
extra
my hands.
Extra chilies and chaperonis, yes?
the best
why
way to watch female tennis
on
is
Italian.
With your eyes closed.
Yeah, that works too. No. Also works in the first Tomb Raider game, but that's another story.
You keep mentioning the first Tomb Raider game. Yeah. This was a seminal moment.
He's a triangle fan.
Well, because the first Tomb Raider game was actually voiced by Keely Hawes. The full name of the US president who was shot in Dallas is trying to find a cure.
Oh no, you're going to say the wrong one, Adrian.
US President.
John F. Kennedy.
Kennedy.
Kennedy. Kennedy.
John F. Kennedy.
Retro John F. Kennedy.
Retro John F. Kennedy.
Excuse me, what about Trump?
What about him?
He wasn't shot in Dallas.
Oh.
Where was he shot?
I don't remember, but he was shot somewhere.
He got all for one gun. He got all for one gun.
You actually do know, it was today.
Yeah.
It was today, a year ago.
So, wait a second. Maybe it's the Trump right answer, right?
You know the guy that shot him, right?
Oh, which
Trump or Jeff Kelly?
The guy that shot Trump, right?
Yeah.
The guy that shot him, the FBI went up to that guy and said, "Do you need more bullets?" And he said, "No, thanks, got 1 year."
For English speakers, that was ear.
It was beautiful. It was beautiful. It was the best shot. It was beautiful.
For that, he's out of the round. I'm going to give you one last one, okay? The commander of the Starship Enterprise has failed to complete an assignment for school.
Jean-Luc Picard is very hard.
What? Captain T. Kirk forgot to do his homework.
Oh,
I was going to say Spock.
That was the most middle class you've ever sounded on the radio, you know that.
And I kind of knew that was going to happen when I mentioned Picard being hard.
Captain James T. Kirk has forgotten to do his homework. Slurred her white wine
very
chaser.
Slurry at this
very slurred, smoking her cigarette.
Sounds like a hat from the head teacher, you know.
Yes. it's kind of nice, really.
Yeah.
I know one head teacher.
You know, especially about head.
I left school with 4 A-levels and 10 GCSEs, but they made me bring them all back and told me not to steal. Right.
And 4 diseases.
Well, I don't know if it was 4 because I failed maths. So...
You got school in Wales, yeah? That's good.
This man.
Good for you.
Okay, this man is beautiful.
Let's just pause the show here, shall we? Let's have this conversation.
This man is an icon. He is an icon. Do you have schooling in Wales?
Do you realise this is not a chat show? This is actually Retro Mike Kennedy's Retro Breakfast Quiz Show.
I thought it was about our reaction that made this such a beautiful experience for you, Retro Mike Kennedy.
No, why do you think I'm ending the season? I can't stand any of you.
We're just filler.
We're just to fuel his hope of a BAFTA. That will never happen.
Come on, Jen. You may as well be filler because that's the first time and the last time you'll ever hear the word filler. Okay.
You can't tell that by the drink, can you?
I know.
Okay, that's the end of Buster Rhymes for our season. I'm going to miss Buster Rhymes. I love Buster Rhymes. There's so much more to come, believe me. We've got so many more of them. So that will be back in season 2, as will all these games we've played today. So let's pause there and let's play another game.
Yeah.
Is it taller, bigger, or smaller? Smaller or bigger or taller? Bigger, taller, smaller. You get the point. I'm a lyric muse. Bigger, taller, smaller. What will you choose?
Bigger, taller, smaller.
Yes, Adrian loves it bigger.
Bigger, taller, smaller is the game.
Oh, sorry.
Bigger, taller, smaller is the game that Luke has chosen. Ooh. Now, he likes it for significance it has to him personally. Now, bigger, well, that's self-explanatory, really. Mm. Taller, so he can get on the rise at Alton Towers, because at the moment he can't, so only Kiddie's Kingdom, but that's okay.
He's still
okay.
A growing boy.
He's still growing. He's still a lad. And smaller is just related to his appetite and waistline.
Damn.
Yeah. I know. Now, Luke didn't realise he had an issue with his weights until he...
oh, my God, we're going in now! Luke, welcome to my world, sweetheart. Yeah. This is what it feels like.
So Luke didn't realise he had an issue with his weight until he took his pants to the dry cleaner and was told they don't do curtains.
God damn.
But they do moo-moos.
I feel like this is the passing of the torch.
Now, he's got so big that...
Jesus.
He got so big that when we took a group picture earlier on, he was the background.
if he wears a t-shirt, we all disappear in a green screen.
Yeah.
Wow.
The telltale signs is when we recently did a charity bungee jump and he broke the bridge. Now, recently, when we went to the zoo together, the animals started feeding him.
The monkeys, yeah. Oh. Would you like some?
Oh. Can I just say, for the record, Luke, I'm so sorry about those.
It's okay, it's fine.
Where's my apology? You've labelled me as the worst kind of person.
I might have written at the end saying, Joe, he might be fat. He might be trying to lose weight, but at least he's got a girlfriend.
Wow, ladies and gentlemen, that's
a wrap.
That's
immediately gone back.
that's put me in my place.
Can I just honestly say, for the record, I didn't write that, I just thought of it. So you know.
And Joe has left the building.
Oh. Right. Okay, less is bigger, taller, smaller.
Bigger.
Adrian, I know you want it bigger.
I choose bigger.
It's not multiple choice.
Oh, okay.
I'm not a genie.
Okay. I'll just wish it bigger.
As this is Luke's game, Luke, you can go first.
Excellent.
So, arrange these biggest to smallest.
Okay.
Emu, ostrich, emperor penguin.
You're a man of animals. You love animals.
I know.
Yeah, I'm going...
Actually, no. We've had that question
we
before.
We have.
That's
lacklustre. So retro
ostrich
is the
number one, yeah, and then emu as a second. But
emu. It's not like Enya. It's not emu.
It's emu. Why you are saying emu?
Orinoco flows, sweetheart.
Because that's Temu.
No, that's Temu. That's where you get stuff from online. That's Temu.
That's where Mike Kennedy gets stuff.
You are saying Timu? Yeah, I heard it.
Temu. No, he's with Pumbaa in Lion King.
Anyone else remember Wish? Shout out to Wish.
Yeah. Big ups, Wish. Big ups. Big ups to a random website from China that I lost money to.
Yeah.
Everyone lost money to Wish. Okay.
What, the make-a-wish
family? Arrange these from oldest to newest.
Got ya.
Dr. No, GoldenEye, Goldfinger.
Ooh, okay. I'm going to say...
I know the answer.
Dr. No?
Yeah.
Golden...
No.
Finger, GoldenEye.
Yes, that's a great answer. Well done.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, Adrian, arrange these from most to least. Okay, from most to least. The days
what
in
does it mean most to least?
Biggest.
Okay, well, you know the most.
Most number.
And you know the least. That's what it means.
The biggest the most amount expensive. To the smallest amount.
No.
The listen to the question.
The one that has
is
the...
Is it something about sizes? Yeah, okay.
No.
He loves sizes.
It's okay.
Kenny just had me.
We can turn this into a guessing game, or I can read the question.
All right, yeah. First of all, yeah, just tell me, and then I'm going to realise.
Yeah, why don't I just ask you the question, and you answer? How about that? Let's just mix it up a bit. Let's go wild. It's a last show. Who gives a shit, you know? Right.
So what's that from the most to the least, yeah?
Yes.
Okay.
So I'm going to go home.
How did you study English for a year and not know most of these?
I got the best grade in
did
my
you?
Classroom. Excuse me.
Was that in that Welsh school, was it?
Ponty something. I can't do the pronunciation.
Fired.
Have you heard about Ponty Montios? What's the name of
Pontypridd?
Yeah, something like that. Yeah.
It's a place of Wales.
I do not understand those people around me because.
Oh my god! That's the second banger he's come out with. How do you feel, Retro Mike Kennedy?
I feel violated is how I feel.
You've nurtured us, Mike. This is what you've created.
Yes,
I'm listening.
There's a misconception here that all Welsh people are sheep shaggers, basically. Okay.
I didn't say.
Well, I'm going to say that because it's best to get this out of the air next. Can I say that categorically, Welsh people are not sheep shaggers? We make love. Okay, that's all I'm saying. Okay. Arrange these from most to least. So days in February, days in December, days in September.
Come on, Adrian.
The silence is telling.
It doesn't matter if it's a leap.
So first March.
Either.
Yeah, we got March.
February,
December, September.
Oh yeah, it's free. Yeah.
Yes.
So it's January.
No. Are you all right?
I can't hear you from this side.
February, yes. December,
oh,
September.
God. I don't,
okay.
I don't
so
the show's going to
be. Wait. Right.
This is
September.
This is
oh no. December, September, February.
Well done. That's
Oh my gosh.
Yeah. Right answer.
Is that the first question he's got
always.
Right in the whole of these two extended sessions?
Yeah, in so many episodes.
In the season.
Okay.
Arrange, okay, Jen, arrange from longest to shortest.
Oh, she loves it.
That's easy peasy.
Oh, did you see her face
so,
light
up? Just stand in a line
there. Did you know, so Jen said, shine in a line.
Did you see the
line?
The
joy.
The joy on the face.
Okay, so here we go. Longest chess game, longest tennis match, longest poker game.
Ooh.
That's actually a really good question, I think, to be honest with you.
Yeah, that is actually.
That tennis game that went on for days and days and days.
Tennis can go for ages, yeah.
So I'm going to go tennis, chess, poker.
Is the wrong order. It's actually the longest poker game.
Okay.
No.
Then the next one is chess, and the next one is tennis.
Oh, I mean, think of it. Poker and chess is sat down.
Do we have the times of those games?
Yep. So, longest poker game was 19:15 or 15 minutes past 19. longest chess game was about 2 yards. And the longest tennis match was about 32 miles. So
okay.
There we go. That's all.
Thank you for that.
That's all current.
Do you like 32 miles, Adrian?
They must have been long games then, because I know the tennis games have been days long.
Days.
Yeah, no, there is, because they stop and they come back and carry on tomorrow.
I played tennis, so ask me, please, as an expert.
One match was about 22 hours.
It's different in Yugoslavia.
No. what did you say?
Yeah, it's different in Yugoslavia.
I don't know what the rules of tennis are in Croatia.
Have you heard about Novak Djokovic?
Because,
excuse me.
No, he's
from the same country you are.
You don't understand, though. In the UK, we play tennis against each other. In Hungary, they play against themselves.
Yes, they do, yeah.
That's why it takes longer. Right, okie dokie.
Big up,
so, but then you should take up tennis.
Yeah.
Because by the time you reach 40, it's the only time you're going to get 40 love.
Where's the juice?
He's mean tonight.
Oh, he's on fire.
Can I just stay for the record? I'm only mean to Joe.
Yes, can I just interject? Just the mention of Djokovic that you're very proud of. He has just lost and been knocked out of Wimbledon about 30 seconds ago. So just to let you know.
Thank you.
Oh dear.
Sinner.
Whoa, really?
So he's the world number one, isn't he?
Not anymore.
Still number one. Yeah, it's no changes. That's one game.
So Sinner's in the final.
But Sinner won last year. I don't know why we're talking about
it. Oh, we're talking about tennis. No one cares. It's over by now.
Next game.
I have haven't played right. yet.
So, okay.
You did this. You did this in a previous location.
Okay.
We thought you'd have been arrested by now. That's why.
I just don't want to spend any time with him. Okay, Joe. Ooh,
yes.
Joe. Average from slowest to fastest.
I'm always the fastest.
Yep, it's true.
Just never physical.
Canter, gallop, trot.
Slowest to fastest is trot. No, yes.
No, slowest to fastest. Yes, that's right.
Yes. Are you all right? It's the Welsh, isn't it?
Whatever you think.
I want to paint a brain.
Carry on.
Trot, gallop, canter.
No.
Yes.
Trot, canter, gallop.
No, it isn't.
It is.
No, it isn't. Yeah.
Gallop's the fastest.
No, it isn't.
Canter's like a walk.
No, it isn't.
Yeah,
it
is. Yes.
What?
Gallop.
I've been lied to by so many narcissistic exes.
Gallop's the really
That's just
one.
So you can let them go. Right, okay.
Yes, sure, that's right, yes.
This is open.
Canter's faster than gallop. I'm not standing for this.
Is it? No, you're sitting down. You're not standing for this. Okay.
I'm close to Vin, I just want to say...
What? You've got one question right in the entirety of this series.
Yeah, so Luke and myself, so we are on the top, yeah? Come
Adrian,
on.
You have right, got me electrocuted more than anything else in life.
Okay, open to anyone now, okay?
Okay.
A range from oldest to newest.
Jen.
It's the right answer.
Wow!
A range from oldest to newest. So actually, yeah, it was Jen, the creation of the planet.
the
first atom.
And time. So, yeah, well done.
Yeah.
Now, I range from oldest to newest. Cheerios, cornflakes, frosties.
Cornflakes came first because it was Mr. Kellogg's attempt to cure...
masturbation.
Oh, okay.
Okay.
And that was the first of the cereals.
Cornflakes,
what
Frosties,
did masturbation
Cheerios.
Do then? Was he bad at school?
He really was, along with Mrs. Bation. You know her very well, don't you, Mike?
I did.
Cornflakes, Frosties, Cheerios.
Ooh, no. Cornflakes, Cheerios, Frosties.
No! I was
going to say. You know, cream eggs are way older than I thought. Because, you know, I'm thinking of sugary treats like Frosties, yeah? You'd think that's nude, wouldn't you? But no.
No, it's just food again. You know, is the whole this thing.
It's just
these,
food.
All these comments
cream
about food.
Cream eggs, where did that come from?
Because that's people's, sweet treats.
Because he just wants cream
people
eggs.
People thought I was joking about the fat jokes, you know. It's reality. No matter where you sit in the room, you're sitting next to him.
It's when true. You say sitting next to him, you have to be quite far away from him due to the size.
Okay, arrange these smallest to largest.
Oh, Adrian.
1923, by the way, was when the cream egg first came.
Why are we talking about a bloody cream egg? So I arrange these from smallest to largest. The Cadbury's cream egg. No, damn it! Thomas the Tank. No! Arrange these smallest to largest. Countries in Asia, countries in Europe, countries in Africa.
Wait, what, the number of?
No.
So country,
okay,
yeah, I just said.
Just the world.
Okay, here we go, Europe, Asia,
Europe,
Africa, boom.
No, Europe, Africa, and Asia.
Asia.
Ooh, no, because I forgot about Russia.
Was smallest that, to largest?
Is Asia somewhere different to Asia?
Asia?
No, I'm going to stick with it.
I told you Europe, Africa, Asia. What's going
Asia.
On?
Smallest
Asia.
To largest?
Smallest, yeah.
So is
the
Asia,
largest
Africa,
one,
Europe?
The largest one is going to be Russia. The smallest one in Europe.
No, number of countries, not
no,
size.
All of the countries in the continent, yeah.
No, it's smallest, not
Asia,
number.
Asia, Africa, Europe.
Nah, Europe,
this
Asia,
this is going
Africa.
From the average... Average from smallest to largest, the countries
smallest.
In Asia, countries in Europe, countries in Africa.
So in Europe, we got the smallest one.
Okay.
Then we got Africa, and then the bigger, the largest one, it's in Asia, it's
right.
Russia.
Okay, so the answer is Europe, Asia, Africa.
Yes, come on.
So Africa is got the biggest, the most number of countries.
Because the world
not
map
the number,
is distorted.
The territory.
Yeah?
We are talking about the territory.
To fit the map properly.
No, excuse
the
me.
The world. Shut up. The world map.
Wait a second.
The world map is distorted. Africa is far bigger than it appears on the map, so
and
it's
Britain
misleading.
Is far bigger
but
on the map than it actually is.
But so, we are talking the biggest country, not continent.
No, we're not. Number
you
of
didn't
countries.
Say continent. You mentioned country.
All
and
of the countries in the continent.
What's the difference between continent and country? Okay. We are going
explain
to the Love Island. Love Island level. I have to come to the beginning because you know my education. It wasn't right. only in Wales. Okay. So no, I have to go back to my childhood. Excuse me. So the biggest country we got, that's in Asia. And that's Russia.
Adrian, it's
and
not the size of the country.
It's in Europe.
Anyway, that's the end of that game.
Who's the winner?
Not you!
Adrian, well done.
To be honest with you, I think the winner is an atlas.
The winner is the person who saw this show and got off it. Went somewhere else.
The winner at this stage is immigration. Okay,
just to remind everyone, in paperback, $9.99 is my journal, so it is there available in all good waters.
I thought you said softback.
Just going to plug my book whilst there's some
leave
attention.
A comment if you agree with me, please. Okay. I need some support here.
Let's play another game.
I like to eat some sausages, I eat them every day. Little ones and big ones, I put them all away. Let's play with sausages, it could be a lot of fun. Sausages can be naughty, so please don't tell your mum. Sausages.
Okay, so it is now time to play Sausages.
Yes!
So Adrian has chosen Sausages, a game where Shock. We replace the word in the title with sausage, creating hilarious results and cheap knob gags. So Adrian is a big fan of sausage, hence the game.
Oh, such
a... I'm developing a phobia of German sausages.
You've had too many in your time.
No, I fear the worst.
Oh, God! Oh, German jokes with the language, yes!
So, sausages and the use of has nothing to do with Adrian's sexuality. I just want to say that, yeah? Does he it? Just likes munching on a jumbo, even a foot long. But as long as it isn't a chipolata. Is that fair to say?
Adrian, have you ever had a chipolata?
No.
Do you know what a chipolata is?
No.
Underwhelming for you, that's what it is.
Oh, okay.
Chipolata is a very small sausage.
Very thin, not much girth.
Is it the apple one?
Yeah, but then
because I don't like the apple sausage.
No, that's the flavour, is the apple sausage.
No, the apple sausage, the clue is apple.
Okay.
It contains apple. Chipolata contains chips. Okay, I myself am a big supporter of the LGBT movement. I mean, I love lettuce, bacon and tomato, so, you know. I'm not sure what the G's for, though. Probably gravy, is it? I don't know. Anyway, as an open-minded man, I accept all culture. And if you look, for instance, if you took all of the bisexuals in the world and laid them end to end, well, most of them would really enjoy it, actually, wouldn't they? Yeah. Joe, our team captain, of course. Joe is also bisexual, of course. I'll explain. Joe is also bisexual, as whenever he wants sex, he has to buy it. Adrian.
OnlyFans is a beautiful, beautiful platform.
Yeah. Shame you haven't got any. Adrian is getting quite famous and was also invited to an exclusive club to meet a group of aristocrats. He was very excited to see that they were all kind of big knobs hanging out there. And he said it was such a posh function that he and the other guys ended up trying to speak with plums in their mouths.
Oh.
Adrian tells me he has to nip off after this show later to go and meet two young vicar friends who promised to exorcise a poltergeist from his home. They said they're looking forward to stopping his furniture flying around the room and giving him the willies. So...
Wait a minute. The image of that is horrendous.
The power of Christ.
The power of Christ.
I can't share any details with you, so yeah.
Okay. You do.
I'm going to be silent.
Quite often.
As an accident.
Okay, so we're going to play Sausages, and Sausages this week's all about films. You've got to replace a word or
You're so words? Happy about sausage, Adrian.
Yes, that's my favourite topic.
Okay, Adrian, as this was your topic, you can go first.
Okay, so first I should start. The ghost in the invisible sausage.
The ghost in the invisible sausage. What's the film?
Ghost in Invisible Bikini.
What?
You never watched that film. From 1966.
Oh, there you go then.
Okay.
Am I the ghost?
Ghost in Invisible Bikini.
Yeah.
That just sounds like a porno.
No.
It really does.
Wow, I've never heard that. I'm going to go onto Amazon and look at that film.
And it's got 4.6 stars. So people rated amazingly.
4.6 stars. So what does that mean? Does that mean 4 main stars and a midget?
Like, it's over 1,500 people rated this movie and they loved it as well. But
I bet you only 1,500 people have seen the bloody movie.
If it's on Betamax, Mike will get it.
Betamax, is there any other way of watching a film? I mean, honestly. Okay, Jenny.
Sausage fishing in the Yemen.
Sausage fishing in the Yemen. Okay. Oh. Jojo.
I'm going to go with How to Train Your Sausage.
Oh, yes. We've had that before.
Go for an easy one.
Okay, Lukey Luke.
The Never-Ending Sausage.
The way you said that was so seductive. I got aroused. That was phenomenal.
Never-Ending Sausage. Okay, on to you, Adrian.
The Man with the Smallest Sausage.
What's the film? The Man with the Smallest what?
It's not your biography, Joe.
Yes.
So the film is actually...
Based on my journal. $9.99 in all good Waterstones.
The film is, maybe you haven't been able to watch yet, but now it's time.
I don't watch my own work.
The Man with the Smallest Penis in.
What?
Where are you getting these films from?
Are these Hungarian pornos?
This is from 2003.
These are Hungarian pornos, aren't they?
No, it's not.
It has to be.
There's a film
It's something
called...
like a cartoon.
It's actually The Man with the...
This is a cartoon.
Called The Man with the Smallest Penis.
No, exactly. But you know what he's Googled? He's Googled...
Penis.
films with sausage in the title, so he's going to get everything.
I think you've nailed it.
Okay, let's carry on. Jenny Wenning.
10 Things I Hate About Sausage.
Oh!
Surprise you remember. Okay, Joe.
I'm going to say no sausage for old men. Oh, you know all about that, don't you, Mike Kennedy?
That's a bit disappointed. That spoils my evening. Okay, on to you, Luke.
The girl with the sausage tattoo.
Yeah, she does. That's what I put on the girl.
Well, that's what I was trying to convince Jenny when she had her tattoos done, to have a sausage as a tattoo. She didn't bother?
Chipolata, though.
So, okay, here we go. Yes, here comes some filth, folks. Go on.
Finally, I got to 18 plus. No, I got to 18 plus now.
So, the man with the smallest penis and the one with the invisible bikini.
That was
bikini.
A cartoon.
That wasn't 18.
But that's from 1966, when we lived a different life, you know, in 1966.
Yes, where people were more open-minded.
We are just becoming more conservative nowadays. Yeah, conservatives, yeah.
No, well, we're not.
This is not political.
Because we are
broadcast.
Eating food from the cans, yeah, so we are conservatives.
Eating food from the what?
What? Because you're conserving.
Eating food from what?
Cans. So yeah. He's conserving.
What did you say?
Conservatives. What did I say? I don't
that's
know.
Actually,
anyway, move on.
That's actually quite a good joke you just made.
Yeah. Okay, it sounds bad. Forget it. Okay, so, sausage strippers.
Sausage strippers.
What is that?
Zombie strippers. Right. Probably you watched it.
Yes.
It's 18
obviously,
plus.
Obviously, I have.
Okay, Jen, please put me out of my misery. By that, I say, don't tell me a sausage, just shoot me.
Oh, yeah. Terminator 3, Rise of the Sausages.
Very good. Okay.
I thought of you when I came up with this, the hurt sausage.
Okay, you need to elaborate slightly.
Jen loved it.
One, why does Jen find that so funny? And two, why me?
Well, you sausage in it.
Okay, that makes no sense. Okay.
It's hurt.
Let's ignore the man whose medication is running out. Talk to Luke.
So I wanted to take it to the best media franchise to ever.
Okay, go on.
Come out. Star Wars. The Rise of Sausage.
Yeah. Oh, okay. Nice.
On to Adrian.
Don't tell mum the babysitter's Sausage.
Wow. That is wrong on what? At least 12 levels.
What? What's wrong with you?
Can we just stop? Stop. Just stop, okay? Okay. We agreed when we did this show we weren't going to bring up my childhood. Okay.
It's traumatic for me.
It's cost me a lot in therapy. Joe's paying for.
Yes.
So could you?
It's expensive in Pontypridd.
Could you just pick another one, please? Because I don't want to be reminded of that past.
Really?
Yeah.
Attack of the Killer Sausages.
The Killer Sausages.
That one was the best one, this one. Like,
okay, we'll take that.
Wait a second. Just to repeat, don't tell mom the babysitter's sausage.
Oh, he's done it again. This is therapy all weekend. Jenny.
Interview with a sausage.
Oh, is that a date feed?
Totally.
Yeah.
Trying to speak to it, but doesn't really answer.
No, it doesn't respond at all, does it?
No.
That's generally the problem, really, isn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
It's every time Keir Starmer's on TV.
No, I'm terrified.
Hey, big man.
Not getting political.
Boss man.
Go on.
I thought of Adrian when I came up with this. So I thought of you in the last one, and Adrian for this one, the Sausage Hunter.
Absolutely.
Oh yes.
Okay.
You're in Vietnam for that one, Adrian.
Luke.
So, as when we play sausages, I always like to lean towards children's films. there's something there, but we'll move on. So, Horton hears a sausage.
Horton hears a sausage.
He does.
And he's scarred ever since.
Of course, my real name is Horton, and that's gone back to my childhood, you bastard.
You have unresolved trauma there.
I do have lots of trauma. That's why I created the Retro Breakfast Quiz Show, really.
So you don't want to hear the next one, yeah?
No,
this
I do.
This is just an outlet.
Oh, you won't? Okay, finally. A good day to sausage hard.
That's a good one.
No, that's probably
like that. She likes a hard sausage.
I'm trying to behave.
Okay, this is open to the floor now. Anyone throw some out there. Give me your sausages.
The elephant sausage.
Captain Sausage.
Finding sausage.
Sausage jam.
Sausage jam.
Sausage jam.
Sausage dick.
Ooh. Sausage Private Ryan.
Sausage Private Ryan.
That's a whole new take on it. Yeah. They're in the middle of Normandy.
There is a blue film, isn't it, called Shaving Private Ryan.
Shaving Ryan's Privates.
Yeah.
How to train your sausage.
Oh, he had that.
Yes.
Did you already do that one?
Yeah, I should electrocute you for that.
I thought of another one. Old sausage for Mike Kennedy.
Teenage sausage in heat.
That is so wrong on so many levels. Yeah. That's so bad.
Okay, so look.
That's so bad.
We're going to end that show. I'm going to end that sausage game there. Okay, so that is the end of sausages and the end of the show.
Oh.
And the end of the series.
Oh.
And I can reveal that today we have a series champion that we will crown. Who has been the most consistent winner over the 14 episodes?
Yes.
Who deserves the grand title of Retro Quiz Show Series 1 Champion?
Let me guess, it's Mike Kennedy.
No, it's not at all, no.
Adrian.
I can reveal that the winner is Jenny.
Wow!
Jenny who?
Stop. I swallowed the fly. The winner is Jenny Supplier of Wee Wee Pads.
Yes!
Mrs. Anti Hardcock.
Mrs. Anti Hardcock.
Bad luck to the runners up. Popper Woody, Stella Virgin, and Wayne Kerr. So,
for the last time
this series, for myself, Retro Mike Kennedy.
He's getting tearful, ladies and gentlemen.
From Luke, Adrian, from Jenny Wenny, and from Joe.
What up?
It's a very goodbye. We will see you soon in Series 2 at the end of the year.
then we may have one listener at that point.
Yeah. At least one of us will be back.
None of this is ever making it off the cutting room floor, let's be honest.
But it's been great. Thank you all for listening, and hopefully you've enjoyed the last 14, 15 episodes of Chaos, and we'll see you all again very, very soon for Series 2.
When Mike's paid us.
Which will be never!
We got a sound glitch then. Okay.
Who's rolling in it?
Bye.
I wish you all the best. God bless and good night. Now bugger off.